As Andy will be using the overhead projector, those in the choir and sanctuary may prefer to move to the pews so that they can see what is on the screen. May I speak in the name of God, who has revealed himself as Creator, Redeemer, and Sustainer, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Please be seated. The leper returned to thank God for his healing. I, like the leper, have come here today to give thanks to Jesus. The leper returned to thank Jesus for his healing, not just curing the leprosy, but also being able to integrate with his family and society again. He was no longer an outcast. And for restoring his relationship with God, because at that time illness was thought to be caused by sin. The leper's physical healing was also a cleansing of the spirit. I return this and every time of worship to thank Jesus for opening to me the fullness of life. And he did this largely through the youth ministry of a parish church. It wasn't my parish church, but a nearby church where I had gone, where I had been in the Scouts, where I had been confirmed, and where I turned at a time of difficulty in my life when I was still a young person. The Open Church, the priest, Father David Broom, who happened to be around, the invitation to the youth group, the making of friends of my own age there, the summer holiday with 20 of us, youth hosteling with that priest, experiencing a Eucharist on a mountaintop in the Lake District. It changed my life. Seeds sown by many people had guided me to St. Margaret's Church that evening, but it was the making of friends of my own age in the church that enabled those seeds to germinate. And maybe many of you are here today because of your experiences when young of life within the church with friends of your own age. I'd like Andy to share with us something of the present and perhaps future ministry of our church with young people.
Thank you, Michael. Let me see if my technology works. Apologies, Graham, you might not hear this. And Michael, because of the loop. And
it's working.
I'm glad that the choir has moved, because I was wondering how you were going to see what was going to be on the screen. So the loop's working, is it?
It's working.
It's working, good. So for those of you who don't know, my name is Andy Butt. I am your Typo community youth worker. Typo for the moment. You will see over the next few weeks a slight change to the brand that we're going to use. We're going to drop the O bit off the end of Typo because that confuses. So you'll hear us talking about the Tiptree Youth Project going forward. But I've got to ask you the question, what does the Bible have to say about youth work? Anybody? You're right, not a lot. I can't find any specific references to youth work in the Bible. But what I can find is, at the end of Matthew's Gospel, a commission to all of us to go out and to teach and baptize young people and older people and everybody in between. But that's important. That, to me, is what youth work is about. It's about getting out amongst people, and particularly amongst young people. Did you know that there are about 800 young people aged between 11 and 18 who live here in Tiptree? Who's surprised by that number? Yeah? Yeah, that's a lot of people, yeah, amongst the 12,000-ish who actually live in the village, but there are 800 of secondary school age. And it's my objective to try and reach those. How do I do that? Well, I go out and I run Wednesday Youth Club on Wednesdays. I run the City Youth Group at the URC on Friday nights, and I get into Thurstable School each Wednesday lunchtime. And this is what we were doing on Friday night at the City Group. It was World Mental Health Day, and we all dressed up in yellow, and we made stress balloons, and we made we did banana splits. That's of course that's not in the photo. Yeah, and we had a great time there. But I don't do this on my own. I now work with these two lovely people. On the left-hand side there is Erica and Olga on the right. They are now my paid assistants. They are working with me one day a week each. They work together, but it's not just me as a paid member of staff. It's me, Olga and Erica, plus these lovely people, Wendy, Belinda and Karen. And we didn't have a photo of Pat, but you will all know Pat. But that's not all I do. This summer, I had the privilege of going into Thurstable School with the guys from CYO, Colchester Youth Outreach, and we led for Year 7s a prayer space. We weren't allowed to call it a prayer space for reasons which are best known to the school, but we called it Sanctum, and God was present. God was very present in that space. We had a great time. The young people want it to happen again. I also went out into each of the local primary schools to deliver a Year 6-7 transition lesson. Wendy came and helped me at most of those as well. And that is about getting young people ready for their move into secondary school. It's also about getting them used to seeing me and finding out who I am for when I'm in the secondary school, so they can hopefully come and have a conversation with me. Wendy and Karen helped me greatly by leading confirmation prep as part of Typo's ministry. So four young people were confirmed here recently, three from this church, Sophia, Kai and Sam, and also Max from a little bit further away. And our hope is that we can continue an activity with those young people, isn't it, Wendy? Yeah? We also, on Friday night, this is hot off the news, hot off the press, Late Lounge. Late Lounge was an extra extension to City that we started on Friday night between 9 and 10. City goes on until 8:45, but between 9 and 10 o'clock for those young people who are 15 and older, because their needs are very different from an 11-year-old. So we're trying that, and that started on Friday. Four young people came along to that. We're doing something similar at Wednesday Youth Club. We're going to start, or we've started, but we're just about to brand it as the Girls Only, because that's what it is. It's a space for girls aged 15 or over at Wednesday Youth Club. That is a particular area of ministry that we need to be working with, because we know needs for those young people. And that's what Olga and Erica are going to be doing particularly. So they are extra things that I do around also running the youth clubs. However, things don't always go according to plan. You will probably know that I was attempting to run some deanery-wide youth ministry, and we were attempting to have a weekend away at FACT. Well, unfortunately, neither of those have taken off. Young people just did not want to engage with us for the monthly event, and we didn't get the bookings we needed to be able to run our weekend at FACT in September. I'm greatly disappointed by that. But I've actually also discovered that's not uncommon, because there is an attempt by the Colchester City churches at the moment to do some other youth ministry together, and that has fallen foul as well. It's not worked. And we're going to have a meeting about that very, very soon. So it's not just something here in Tiptree and the local villages. It just seems to be an issue at the moment about young people who are not comfortable about meeting young people outside of their immediate, I'm going to say, family, their immediate family and friendship group. But don't give up hope. I don't know if you're aware, but earlier in the year, the Bible Society and YouGov conducted a survey. Well, they did the data last year, they published it this year, they published it, and it's called the Quiet Revival. And that has demonstrated that young people aged 18 to 34 are those who are most likely now to be walking into a church, particularly the young males. So that is the dark one, second on the left. They are the ones who are most likely to walk into a church. Does that surprise you? It surprised me a bit when I first saw it. That's been backed up by some recent news from Scripture Union that says, hey, as a church, you should be ready for young people of junior school age to walk into your church on a Sunday morning, wanting to know why you're there and what it's all about. And they won't come with their parents. They want to come on their own. No, you say, that's not possible. That's not going to happen. Well, I can tell you it does happen. Let's go back a bit. Because if you came to the confirmation service, you would have seen four young lads who came and sat at the back of the church. They came and sat at the back of the church because they walked past the church. I'd seen them at First of All not an hour before they walked in. They came past the church, they came up to the door, and they said, what's going on here? And Bishop Rogers said, come in and see. So they did. I know those young people because of what I do at First of All. What I saw was them intrigued by what was happening. They didn't stay for the whole service, but when Bishop Rogers led the baptism, and of Kai particularly, who knows of them because he's younger than them, they went to watch. And they were intrigued. And they have said to me, we didn't get what was going on, but whoa, that was really interesting, wasn't it? So that tells me that young people will come into church. They will explore faith in some way. So my question to you is, what's your vision for church-based youth work? I don't want an answer now. I want you to think about it. But you could talk to me, you could talk to Eric, you could talk to Diana, you could talk to a number of us around and tell us what your vision is. I say Eric in particular because he's a trustee of TYPO, and I'm grateful for the work of the trustees as well. But let me tell you a little bit, very briefly, about some of my vision for church-based youth work. I have a vision where that we have a place where God's love is shared and nurtured in a church that is welcoming and communicates in a contemporary way to a young person born this century. I'm very sorry, but I'm talking about this century. Their needs are very different from the needs of somebody born 30 years ago, like my children, and definitely 60 years ago, like me. But we've all experienced being young people. I also have a vision where God's love is shared and nurtured at a purpose-built community youth hub, a community youth centre just for young people here in Tiptree that is open daily and is not shared with the community like the community centre is. I'm grateful for the community centre, but it would be brilliant if we had our own space. And I also have a vision where we are a people who listen to and act upon what young people are saying to all of us today. Why do I do that? Well, I'm going to end with a short video. Is there some sound?
The day I was born, I had one question that plagued my mind, and it wouldn't leave me, so in my late night hours, I would try to find a kind of answer to this uncertainty of mine. Do I have worth? So I did all I could to prove that I did. I practiced, I prepared, and I performed. Sometimes I performed well and my worth appreciated. And I knew it because others would tell me. They told me that I mattered. They told me that I was valued. They told me that I was seen. But there was a dark side to these reactions, a cause for personal retraction, a reason that instilled fear behind this glamorous veneer. Sometimes I failed. Sometimes I performed poorly and my worth depreciated. And I knew it because others would tell me. They told me that I messed up. They told me that I had no value. They told me that I was clearly seen. Or rather, that my mistakes were. So the thought that plagued my mind and never declined, it only increased like a plus sign. Do I have worth? At times it felt like I did, and other times it felt like I didn't, and I was crushed in the confusion of my chaos. Then that day came. I felt worthless, like a computer that kept crashing, like an engineer that kept rehashing, like a newlywed couple that kept clashing. I was worthless, or at least I thought I was. Then these words hit me. God doesn't make junk. It was hard to admit because I was completely unfit. I was about to lose it as I heard the words of this skit, the words that would later acquit me. God doesn't make junk. A beautiful creature created in the hands of a magnificent creator, and nothing will change this, past, present, or future. I have worth. I may fail 100 times, I may fail 1,000 times, I may fail 10,000 times, but nothing will change the truth that has liberated this heart of mine, that I have worth. And today, I boldly proclaim the conclusion to the question that crushed me like cancer, that freed me when I found the answer, that I have worth. So do you. Because God has created you with worth.
There's nothing I would rather see than young people understand that they have a place in society today. That they are not oppressed, they are not trodden down by school and everything that it throws at them, but they have worth because God doesn't make junk. If you believe that, then I'd love you to come and work with me and help us bring a more worshipping community to the young people here in Tiptree. Thanks very much.
Thank you, Andy. I think we can all gain some appreciation of what those youth ministers are doing. In our name, in God's name. Youth ministry isn't easy. It's very rewarding, but it's unsocial hours. As you get older, it gets very, very tiring. And like all ministry, it hurts at times, and young people aren't afraid to show what they're thinking, and that can hurt. But we can all be involved in that work, not necessarily going along on the Friday night or whatever, but in your prayers, in your affirmation of young people, of not joining in a popular blaming the young people for everything that goes wrong in the village or whatever, of recognising the tremendous achievements of young people, of befriending those who feel they are without friends, and in many ways sowing seeds that will germinate in them. When I was confirmed at 12 years old, the Mothers' Union at St. Margaret's Church gave each of us a crucifix. And that stayed with me all through my life. They sowed seeds. Others saw the harvest. And there will be many things that you can do, many opportunities that God will send your way to sow seeds or even to help germinate them, so that indeed the young people who are not the society of the future, they're the society of the present. They're not just the church of the future, but the church of the present. May know that they are loved by God and by the rest of his church. Amen.